Betches Media presents the Betches Brides Podcast, a show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed, because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello and welcome to Betches Brides. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Nicole Pellegrino.
And welcome back. It is, I guess by the time this airs, this will be Thanksgiving week. Weird time in, I feel like in COVID, weird time in the country, weird time in life. I feel like this year has like both been extremely fast and extremely slow.
Weird time for couples too, because you have to do the dreaded decision-making over who to spend the holidays with, which side of the family.
Yes, there's that. We cover that on some you up episode that's upcoming too, if you want to hear more of a relationshipy based take on that. But also I feel like there's like, it's weird time for couples with that, but then there's also the added event issue of like COVID and like, you know, you don't want to have like too many gatherings. Like I know I'm supposed to combine with my like future in-laws and my family, but now it's kind of like, like, I don't know if we want to gather. It's like,
oh, that would have been nice. See, that's the ideal scenario. Your in-laws, like in a non-COVID world, how nice that would be. Your family and your in-laws get together.
Could combine. Yeah. I mean, we're both from Long Island. So we're like, we live like relatively close. But again, like, I feel like the numbers get kind of high. This year's like a very weird year for that.
Yeah, it is.
How do you guys do it?
Oh, it's the worst. So, well, the good news is Mike's younger sister just moved to Maryland. So that's where I'm from. And she lives literally 30 minutes away from my older sister. And she's literally due in a week. By the time this episode comes out, she'll have a new baby. So that's exciting. Wow.
A little niece or nephew for you.
Yes. So if you ever see us,
or future niece or nephew, whatever.
Yeah, I love being an aunt so far. It's so great. We'll get into that a whole nother time. But so yeah, if you guys see us driving down to Maryland a lot on like my Instagram story, swear we're safe and COVID safe with it. We have a car, which is nice, so we can just hop in and drive. But yeah, so we're going to be going down there and kind of staying in there, and that's the nice part, because now it's like we don't have to choose to like either see my family or see Mike's. Like, we just kind of make his parents come up to Maryland now because we're there. So that's how we're doing it for now. And so we can kind of see both families in one trip. But before that, I mean, that's one thing Mike and I think I've talked about it on this podcast before, but that's one thing we would butt heads about, because we're both like, well, I want Christmas with my family, not with yours. Like, right. So I think it just goes into, you have to really plan ahead and be very fair about it and say like, okay, this year we did Christmas with my family. Like for those couples that their families don't live in the same area.
Yeah.
Really just have to like, the best way to do it is plan ahead. That way you can do like your family while your siblings also are, because you know they're doing the kind of the same planning process with their in-laws. So plan so that you all coordinate to be at the same place on the same years. And yeah, or just take a bunch of time off work and do both.
I think as you get older and everyone starts to have their own families, things get more complicated. I have to say the one benefit of being in an interfaith relationship is that Mike gets every Christmas, because I'm Jewish, so my family doesn't do Christmas. So he gets every Christmas. Which is nice for him. I get all the Jewish holidays. He doesn't obviously do those. So that's a nice perk. But I do think, yeah, like the idea of both, I think both compromise and also like, before you even compromise, I feel like it's like, what holidays does your family value and like do up, and like kind of figuring out which mean the most to you. And if like, I mean, obviously I feel like Christmas is one that usually means the most to both people, like universally.
You'll have the selfish like mothers or mother-in-laws that'll be like, but I love Christmas, so you have to do it with me. Like your side of the family can have Halloween or Easter. And it's like, yeah, no shit. You love Christmas. We all like,
you get the B-list holidays.
Yeah. Like Mike's family tried to pull that, and I was like, no, we both love Christmas, so let's like not even.
That's really funny. Well, lucky really for my future mother-in-law, she gets every Christmas with me.
that's the way to do it. So you heard it here first. That's the key. Marry somebody not in your religion.
Exactly. I mean, that has its own issues, but that is one of the few perks of it. But yeah, I think a lot of exciting things in the Betches Brides community. Former host Taylor Strecker, who I love, she's been on You Up. I've never gotten to do an episode of Brides with her because we've never really overlapped. So she got engaged. I'm sure you guys have seen. She's going to be on an episode to talk all about her engagement, all about her future wedding plans. And she will be on by the time next week.
Yeah. So we're recording with her next week. That'll be out, you know, sooner than you know it. And everybody's been asking about that engagement story because she used to reference it all the time on the podcast and say like her plans for proposing. So I want to hear if her plans stayed the same, if they changed at all. And I just need to hear about the rings because she is a lesbian. She proposed to her lover, Taylor Donahue. And you know, they're a beautiful couple who has these beautiful rings. And I'm so excited to hear about the rings too, because I forget whose it was. I think it was her, Taylor Donahue's, is like my new dream ring. Like I DM'd and I was like,
Yeah, it was beautiful. I saw that both of their rings were really, really nice. And I'm excited to hear all about it. And we're going to have someone on to talk about elopement. A lot of you have been asking about elopement. And I'm interested to hear about that too. So we're going to have someone on soon to talk about that. And if you guys, just for some last minute housekeeping, if you guys haven't checked out our merch, if you go to betches.co/bridesmerch, you can see all of the stuff that we have. It's great for bachelorette parties. It's great for asking people to be your bridesmaid. It's great for just letting your 2020 bridal frustrations out via like all the stuff we've had. A lot of them are Nicole's ideas. They're really funny. They're really fun. They keep things light, which is what we all need going into this especially long winter. Check them out. And also subscribe to our newsletter because there's a lot of really helpful tips and really interesting info in there. You go to betches.co/bridesnewsletter. That's betches.co/bridesnewsletter. And we'll link that out in the description. And just check it out because it can be like a weird time. I feel like there's not a lot of weddings going on right now. It's not really wedding season.
Well,
it's especially bleak right now.
There's some people holding on to them. And like Mike and I just had to say RSVP no to one we really wanted to go to. And I'm realizing it's so depressing because part of the reason I love weddings, not only because I'm a bride and I'm going to be having one, hopefully one day, but I forgot how fun it is to be a guest at weddings. Like I love attending weddings. They're so much fun, especially if it's like a reunion one with all your friends.
Mike and I had
to say no to one in December because we just didn't feel our families were like, no, you're about to see us all. Like you can't risk seeing other people. And the couple, they were going to have this beautiful wedding. They were definitely following all guidelines and stuff. You know, they're awesome people, but they were going to make sure it was very COVID safe, but also I was looking up like COVID safe guidelines online. And it's like for certain states, it's like, you can't dance. You can't go up to receive, you can't go up to a bar to get drinks or food. You have to be served by a waiter. It just changes the wedding experience.
That's interesting. I didn't even know that you couldn't like go get drinks or anything. That is very, hopefully there's a vaccine soon and 2021 brides are like, okay, maybe by the time that comes out, we don't really know, but best of luck to anyone. I mean, I feel for brides who are having their weddings at the end of this year, cause it kind of did look like things were looking up and then now things seem to be going on a downward spiral. So crossing my fingers for them, anyone who's doing it safely, best of luck to them. I also have to say having been engaged and not really having been to weddings since I've been engaged I feel like it would have been really helpful to be attending weddings while I was planning mine, because I went to all these weddings before when I wasn't really thinking about it. And now that I'm in planning mode, I I assume you've been engaged for over a year. So I assume every wedding you go to, you're like, oh, I like this and I want that. And I didn't like this and I don't want that. And I have a vague memory, but I wasn't going into it, taking mental notes.
It's the little things,
not engaged.
It's the little things you want to see too. Like Mike and I were talking about this the other day. How are you supposed to dance? And your first dance, I want to see where they hold their hands on each other.
Right. Like all and the like, little details that no one thinks about.
Yeah. Or like which way they lean when they do the first kiss on the altar. It's like those things. A, I'm going to say it now. I'm going to have to like practice leading up. Mike and I are not great dancers together for that kind of ballroom style dancing. But like, that's the stuff I'm like, I wish I could like go and really be observant about now, but I guess I can't because normal weddings at least aren't happening.
Well, hopefully we'll get to attend a few weddings before our own towards the end of next year. And again, best of luck to everyone going through it.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button. Uh-oh, I spilled something on it. Or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Should we get into this week's emails? We're going to answer some emails from listeners this week.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'll start. I am a big fan of the podcast, Instagram, and TikToks. I was supposed to get married in Sweden, where my fiance is from. Wow, that's cool. This summer, and obviously that couldn't happen. We pushed to June 2021. So here is hoping the borders are open and we can at least have our families together for a small wedding. Anyway, my friend, another COVID bride, and I were talking about dress regret. Why isn't this talked about? I purchased my gown a year ago today. Don't get me wrong. I love my dress, but then you wait 8 months for it to arrive and only have the pictures that your maid of honor took from the store to hold you over. Once it arrived, I had all the feels again, but it was a stressful 8 months wondering if I had made a mistake with my choice, especially when my Insta feed is filled with gorgeous gowns. Are we the only ones? It seems like everyone has this magic moment picking out a dress, but doesn't talk about what comes after. Would love your take on this. Do you have a dress?
I loved this question because I feel her. Like, I think we talked about this forever ago on a podcast episode, and it was enlightening to see. Like, people do dress regret is a thing, and everybody likes to pretend like, oh, nope, it's my perfect dress.
My dream dress. Yeah.
Right. But there, with social media, we're all looking at photos. If you're only human, you look at another dress and say, oh, wait, that's pretty. So it's like dress regret is a real thing. I went the classic route. I was between two dresses. One was like this crazy, like bell sleeves, hippie. Mike's like hearing this right now and I don't want him to know.
He's whatever. Like, I hate it. No, I'm sure he hasn't seen it.
Yeah. He probably honestly wouldn't have liked that one. No, he doesn't care. But it was like just a very like unique out there dress. And then the other was very simple, classic. I don't want to give it away too much, but more on the simple side. And I ended up going with the simple one because people would say like, oh, you know, you're getting married in over a year from now. Like, you might not like that one in a year. So who knows? But yeah, I went more simple. But even if people aren't going more simple, you know, you still might have dress regret. I have some tips on how to avoid it that I've found with myself.
Let's hear it. I have no idea anything about dress regret. I mean, I haven't even started dress shopping.
I could guess the type of dress that you're going to get.
Oh, really? Tell me, because I don't know.
So. It's simple.
Everyone likes to guess the dress that Or like, everyone's like, I knew exactly what engagement ring you were going to get. I'm like, okay, well, that makes one of us. Cause like, I haven't thought about it.
Based off your style I've seen so far, timeless, simple. I could see you doing like a backlist kind of thing. I don't know.
I don't know any of the bridal dress like lingo. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know any of the terms, but I like the ones that's like form fitting and like has like floral, like sort of the sheerness, but the florals. And I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. After I go, I'll talk about my updated dress search, but I have a vision and it's actually the one thing that is like not the most simple thing. It's definitely not like crazy. But I mean, I'm trying to get married on a beach. So like,
it will be
like something slightly beachy A-line. And like slightly bohemian feeling. I don't even know what the fuck A-line means. I don't know anything about that.
You'll learn. But it's like tighter up top, but then like flowy at the bottom, but it's not like a princess ball gown, which I cannot.
That sounds good. I should have you just send me dresses.
I will. I will. We'll go over really all that. Funny. Maybe we'll have a dress expert on at one point. But anyway, so dress regret. Try on every different option because you might go in. It's like a ring. You might think you like a certain style. You look at it on your finger for a ring, in this case, dress for a body. And you might like, you know, just make sure you do your due diligence if you're like me. The number one tip, don't show a lot of people. I know everyone's going to ask you, let me see the dress. Let me see that. Like Jordana, I wouldn't even be mad if you didn't show me, even though I'm going to like force you to probably because, you know, we're co-hosts on a brides podcast. So you have to.
You're saying just because of the opinions?
The opinions. It's like a baby name. I know we've talked about this in the past. Like you don't want to, when you're naming your future baby, you don't want to tell a lot of people because they'll taint your perspective. A dress, people are going to have opinions and you can see it on their face a little bit too. Like when, like, even if they're trying to pretend like I showed like one of Mike's like aunts or something and you could tell she just like, she pictured me in a more detailed beaded crazy dress and mine's more simple. And you could tell she just like was off put a little. Right. And I was like, oh, like now should I have a more detailed dress? So anyways, just don't show. Just show people if you want, but I recommend like keeping it a secret.
I think that's a good idea. Like if you love it, that's all that matters. Like I think it's like everything else with your wedding. Like everyone has their own opinion. Everyone has like a million opinions about what you should and shouldn't do. And like, that's not like anything negative about them. Like we just talked about how like, it's good to go to weddings to pick out all the things that you do like, and that you don't, or that you would have done better. I think it's like human nature. We like judge and we also like compare it to whatever we have. So like everyone has an opinion. It doesn't mean their opinion is that meaningful. I would pick like you said, like one or two people whose opinions you trust, who kind of understand your fashion sense.
Right.
And who understand like maybe like your vibe, and ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, it is nice to like have some, I assume it's nice to have like some person like approve, like, but you obviously, I'm sure you went shopping with.
Right. With bridesmaids, family,
or et like those, you already picked those people to go with you. But I think it's nice to have some people look, but like, make sure they're like, they understand you, you know?
Right. Exactly. And like the, like you said, the people that you care about their approval kind of from, bring them along. Also just once you've gotten the dress, resist the urge to look at others. Like I would go on some like designers, even like my own designer, and like look at her other dress and stuff and after, and I'd be like, oh wait, that just, if you like try to avoid looking at other dresses like after.
It's so funny. I feel like in dating we say like you're only as loyal as your options. And the same is probably true about your wedding dress. Like you're only as loyal to your dress as like the ones that you've seen. So like too many options makes you regret your choice, like a dating app. I agree. Don't look at other dresses once you've committed.
Yeah. I'm literally like putting that on a tweet later and quoting you. Yes, you're only as loyal as your options. And then when it comes down to it, I remember like, I forget where this was, but I was seeing other brides do this. If you really do regret yours and you're like, you know, I made the wrong decision, you did put a down payment down, chances are, so that sucks that you can't get back, but you could always get a second look if you have the money to, or you can switch your dress if you really are really regretting yours that much. There's, you know, like, do what you want and what's going to make you truly happy at the end of the day. But also flip side of that is, like, keep in mind your fiance is going to love you, especially a dude, because they don't see, like, fashion at all. Right. Oftentimes they're going to love what you look like. They're going to think you're so beautiful. And as long as you're happy on the day, your beauty is going to shine through.
So. Right. I also think it's a good mentality to go into your wedding. I feel like you spend so much time and money and energy on a wedding. Like, you want it to be perfect. You want it to be like everything to be like exactly as you 100% pictured it and go like perfectly. But like, things are going to be like off. Like, there's no such thing as the perfect wedding day. Like, things right. go not according to schedule, not according to plan. Like, you kind of have to like be able to go with the flow a little bit. And I think that that relates to the dress, but it also like just having that mentality, I think, will make you much less like hyper concerned with like mm-hmm. every tiny little detail, which will not ultimately, I would assume, for almost everyone go your way. So I think to get into that mentality of like, okay, this isn't like necessarily the number one thing for me. Definitely, like, there's always a better dress. Like, I right. would say, like, to every, there's- like, you've, no one has seen every dress in the world. Like, there always could be a better dress. It's the same thing that's true of anyone. If you buy a house, there could be a better house. Like, you could always find something better.
Mm-hmm.
But I would focus on the things that you like about yours and try and maybe like enhance them or draw attention to them. Or if you can't, if you can't afford to get a new dress or sell your old dress, then like, see what you can do about like your jewelry. And we're going to have someone yeah. on later to talk about like wedding rental jewelry and other things, or other things that you want to like add to your look, your hair, your whatever. Like, focus on things that you can control. If you can't afford it to change your dress, it's a very expensive thing. If you can't afford it, just try and keep in mind that you can't control everything, and like mm-hmm. try and enhance the things that you have yet to like settle on.
Right. I love that. And like you said, kind of like get to the heart of why you're regretting this. Like, is it because you are worried about what other people will think of it? Or is it because you truly don't like it anymore? Like, because I think the what other people think of it kind of thing, like you said, there's always going to be a better dress. Your friends are always going to have gorgeous ones as well. Like, you can't compare.
Right. And that's hard, obviously easier said than done. That's what we do constantly. Yeah. I mean, there's social media. There's so many places out there to like see and compare and see what the next best thing is. But I would think of this as like a good practice for life. Like, someone's always going to have better something than you.
Yeah, that's you know? True. Unless you're Beyonce.
Even Beyonce, I'm sure she's like, someone else out there is like smarter than me or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
True.
They might I might have the best musical performer, but you know, I can't act for shit. I wish I had the acting skills of whoever.
It's true. We all seek approval and fulfillment. Okay, on to the next one. Love the podcast. So thankful for you both. Jordana, I've been listening to you since my single girl you up days, and I'm so excited to have gotten engaged around the same time as you.
Wow.
Nicole, that's exciting. Nicole, you're new to me, but I am so far a huge fan of your hilarious content. I love that. If you compliment like a TikTok or a reel video, that's the biggest compliment you could ever get.
It's the best way to get your email chosen for this podcast.
Yes, literally. Those, a lot of work goes into those. Okay. So my fiance and I decided we wanted a small, intimate wedding. This seemed impossible to do without hurting feelings given our large Italian families and all the friends we have. I feel you. I can relate. In order to keep with the feel we want for the day and also not end up pissing people off by picking and choosing certain guests over others, we ultimately decided to limit the guest list to only the immediate family members we spend holidays with, which comes out to around 60 people. So that's a big family.
That's a lot of people to spend holidays with.
Yeah. The question I have relates to etiquette for a bridal shower. My mom is insisting she invite everyone, even though not everyone is invited to the wedding, meaning all of her friends, my friends, the whole deal. And while I love the idea of including people so they're able to celebrate with me somehow, despite not being there on the actual wedding day, is this considered tacky? I don't want to come off as though I'm only looking for gifts, and in a way, I fear that it looks that way. My mom doesn't seem to care, although she is known for doing whatever she wants. Love it. Gotta love it. But I really don't want to be breaking any major bridal rules when it comes to do's and don'ts for your invite lists, if they exist. Just thought I'd throw it out there. Would love to hear what both of you think.
Okay.
So
I'd like to start by saying that although we are going through both planning weddings and we're both like in the wedding planning vibe and are, you know, we work at a company, we're in the know about generally what things going on. We are not like Emily Post or someone that we work for her. I would say we are not experts on complete old school, like bridal etiquette. That's not something that you or I have like really majored in or like have like a keen sense of. I mean, someone had messaged, I'd seen a message about like how we answered a question. I think it was last week about someone who was planning maid of honor is planning a bridal shower. And we were like, oh, the maid of honor never plans the bridal shower. You know, like we're talking about our experiences, right? So we're saying in our experience, the maid of honor that we've seen, we've encountered have not planned bridal showers. Right. Maybe I think a lot of weddings is very cultural. It's very like based on like even like microcultural. It's like based on like your city or your town or your group of friends or your clique. And I think it varies widely. I don't think there is like one hard and fast rule. And if there is, you know what? We at Betches don't really give a shit. We're telling you what we've seen and what the trends that we're experiencing and what we think is like good etiquette. So don't take our advice to mean like it is universally, this is how things are done, because we are not like, you know, we're not those people. So if you're looking for that, this isn't the place for you.
Exactly. That's very well said. One thing we promise to always be honest with our opinion and what we've seen. Like we're going to be, that's why people love Betches Brides. Cause we're on it. Like we'll tell you if it sounds tacky or not, if not. And you know, that's given our life experiences that we have had, we'll use our best judgment to form our own opinions and decisions to give you advice.
So, yeah. So I can't tell you, I mean, I don't think either of us can tell you it, back to just to bring it back to her actual question, which is like, can you invite people to the bridal shower that you're not inviting to the wedding? Is that tacky? I think we can only speak to like how we would feel if that were the case for us and if we've experienced that or like seen that or that done or planned to do that. And in my case, I think it would be a little weird personally.
Yeah.
Bridal shower, but not their wedding, I would kind of feel like I was being gypped from the main event. But I also like wouldn't care enough to like really say something unless I was close to them already.
So I thought about this question and I was like, if this was 2019, I would say that's so weird. That's unheard of. Truly. You don't invite people to the bridal shower if they're not coming to the main wedding. Same with Bachelorette too. Like I know people like to throw random friends in the group and
I've heard of that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say no, like back in 2019, I would say, however, we're in 2020 where everybody's planning these small intimate weddings for good reason. That's where I'm like, okay, I don't think it's as weird. And I said, you know, if this were me and my mom was really insisting on this large bridal shower and I was really in my heart wanted this smaller intimate wedding, I would probably just go ahead and do it and then send maybe if I had the money for a little something to send those people that came to the shower, I would do a live stream deal so that they could like virtually see the ceremony and feel like they're a part of it. And then maybe send them a little like mini champagne thing, like say like, here's something so you can still celebrate the wedding with us, but we've chosen.
Idea.
Yeah. That could get expensive though, but.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of little things you can do to show your appreciation for someone coming while not inviting them to your wedding. To me, like, again, I said this last time, bridal shower is the least exciting event for me. Mm-hmm. So I would like, that would be like, oh, the one event I get invited to is like, to me, like the worst.
It's your worst nightmare.
I, I would be like very annoyed. I would personally, again, we're just talking about our personal feelings. I would be kind of annoyed to be invited to a bridal shower and not a wedding, because I'd be like, yeah, this is the event that I like least. So I would not be that. But like, you could also, people also can choose to not go. Mm-hmm. I like what you said about like sending them something. My friend Miranda got married, 2019, and for her wedding thank you, she sent people pictures from like the photo booth. And I thought it was like a really nice touch, like in the thank yous, it like included like little pictures like that people had taken in the photo booth that I guess maybe they really hadn't cute. Gotten or extra ones. And I thought it was like a really nice touch. And I still remember that. So maybe if you did have this bridal shower, you could get like a photo booth or like a little, or have someone take some pictures of people and send it to them and just be like, thanks so much for sharing our day.
That's fun.
That's something that's I've low seen cost that I liked. Too. Yeah, like that. If you had someone just taking like even like Polaroids or like cute little like things. So I don't, again, like etiquette, I don't know. I think like you kind of said, in a normal year, it might be like kind of weird. This year, it could be like people would, even if you weren't planning on inviting them for that reason, but
right.
I think they would assume you would be.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay.
Yeah. It's so weird to like, etiquette is like, we get a lot of etiquette questions about who to invite, how to tell people no. And yes, anything, all things etiquette to the Instagram to for this podcast. And it's just so hard to answer because this year rules are out the window.
Right. This year rules are out the window. And you know what? Any year, like there's like mainstream rules. I mean, I've read about this also about like invitation addressing or like how to properly, like who gives a shit about that stuff anymore? Yeah. Like it's so like crazy to me that like there's like so much of this like formal etiquette, like so much about weddings seems so like antiquated that it's like, who really cares about this shit? Like
right.
I feel like the people who care are like your great aunt or like, you know what I mean? Like your grandma, who are just like living in an era where people still care about that shit, which is like fine. Like if those people mean something to you and you want to please them, like that's one thing. But I do think there's this sense of like, who cares how you address the envelope? Like people are just throwing it out. Like who cares? Like even like the thank yous. Like I I don't mind. I'm sending thank yous for like gifts now. I have the worst handwriting ever.
Same.
So I feel like it's almost like embarrassing to send them to people. But I'm also like, can I just like send them a thank you email? Like, they're just gonna throw it out as soon as they get it.
Yeah.
It's like nuts to me. All this like, it's like all these things invented by wedding planners, like the wedding industry, that I'm like, why are we still doing this?
And the best part is, no matter what you do, even if you're following all the etiquette rules, people are going to talk about what you do. And like, you know, there's always those people that will critique your wedding behind your back. There's always, I mean,
we're also like, to be honest, like we're a couple of them. Like we would do that too. Like I find something to talk shit about at every wedding.
That's literally what I was going to say. Like I've always said, my saying is, there's a special place in hell for brides that talk shit on other brides. But
oh
like,
it's everyone. We constantly do that. Oh my God.
I know.
Like, yeah. Like obviously, like, I mean, unless you're the sweetest friend of mine probably still has like something to say, but also like, why does anyone give a shit what I think?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like that's, you don't should thing. Don't plan your wedding around what I think.
Exactly. Like, literally do not, because then it'll be, I mean, you'll just end up being unhappy with your plans.
Well, there's another saying that, it's not to bring in a bunch of like formal sayings and relate them to everything bridal, but there's another saying that's like, what you think about me is none of my business. So like, what people think about your wedding is none of your business. Like,
yeah,
just don't think about it, what anyone else thinks. Just think about what makes you happy and what you like, because everyone's always gonna like, sure, like I have something, again, we have something to say, but even the most beautiful wedding, the most amazing wedding, someone can find something to say. Like, don't give a shit what we think. Do what you think.
Exactly. Oh, I love that. Lots of quotable moments from this episode.
I'm just, I'm in a quote zone, I guess. All right. Let's do the last one.
Do it.
You ready? Okay. Just to preface this question, my fiance is currently deployed, so big decisions are all on me for another 6+ months. Thank you for his service.
Yeah.
As much as I would love to include him and he wants to be included, it's just not possible right now. Personally, I want a small, immediate, family-only, 26-people wedding. Truly, I would be excited to just elope, but my fiance wants the real wedding. my parents are paying. And while I don't want to sound materialistic, he and I need the gifts. I like the honesty there.
Yeah.
And my mom brought up that the more people we invite, the more gifts we can expect. He will be getting her out of the military soon and me out of grad school. So we are starting out with nothing. Should I appease my mom who wants the bigger wedding and suck it up for the gifts? The larger wedding is still 90 people. I'm just feeling so overwhelmed because all the decisions are on me and I don't know what the best decision is. I sound like a materialistic bitch, but we have nothing to our names, home goods wise. What do you think?
I love her honesty. And thank you, your fiance, for your service. And thank you for being a military wife, because I know that life probably isn't easy either. I think I can see how she's frustrated because she's, again, stuck kind of doing all the big decisions, all the planning on her own. When I first read this, I love her honesty about needing the gifts, but you don't want to just have a wedding for the gifts. And trust me, I'm the first one to admit, like, that gifts is probably why I'm having a bridal shower. No, but I also want a bridal shower, but I'm not too big to admit we all want gifts and want, but
yeah, it's okay to like want presents. Like,
yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. Also, like, good for you that you're owning it. The worst would be that people who pretend like they're doing it for other reasons.
Yeah, no. But that said, like, part of me was like, okay, if we, you know, she said her parents are paying for the wedding. So if I would almost just, if I really wanted the smaller wedding, I would kind of maybe just do that and then say to my parents, like, look, I'm saving you money by not having this giant wedding. Can you help us out with some money instead?
Right. For like, that's like that would be the best of all worlds, where your parents just give you the presents you would have gotten from that.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know if that's an option for her. I don't, but I mean, that's kind of the route, because money's being put out either way, whether it's for the wedding or, you know.
Here's how I would think about it. I'd be like, okay, I want an intimate wedding. Why? Because I don't want to have to like, what's the reason that you really want this intimate wedding? Is it so that you can spend more time with the people who are there? Is it because you just like don't like the idea of people who aren't, like, I don't know, like, what is, for people who want intimate weddings, like, what's the number one reason? It doesn't seem like it's about I can imagine it being about cost for a lot of people. It doesn't seem like that's about, it's right about that for her, because her mom's paying. I think you could say, I'm assuming that she wants the intimate wedding so she can just hang out with the people that she really loves on this day. So if that's the case, that's what you want. I would just say to your mom, who wants to make it a bigger wedding, just like, it's really important to me that I like really get to hang out with like the people who I actually am really close with on my day. Will you take care of like entertaining the other people and not expect me to be like saying hello to them for the majority of my wedding? Cause that's really my big fear with having all these people. Like, say what the actual like reason is, and maybe your mom can help you navigate it.
That's a really good idea.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, I assume, like, I feel like for a lot of people it's about the money. It doesn't seem like that's the issue here. Maybe you can have the best of both worlds, just like manage your mom's expectations, or she can figure out a way for you to sort of like greet everyone in a really quick manner. Let's say you spend like 15 minutes saying hi to all her friends, and then like you do your own thing and everyone like understands that.
That should be at every wedding, now that I'm thinking of it. Like, you should appoint someone to like, because that's the thing I've heard brides say, like, that have gotten married already. They're like, people will pull you left and right at the cocktail hour, and you have to, and it's like exhausting making rounds, and you don't get to enjoy because you're making rounds thinking people and stuff.
You're talking to all these people that you don't care about, which I get. I mean, like, I guess the lesson for like the people who are invited to the weddings or the people don't really care about them is don't try to hang out with them, because they're not there to spend time with you.
Or do it the night before at the welcome thing. That's what I've done at two weddings I've been at.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I like thank them and say like a like heartfelt thank you there, buy them a drink or something. And then like literally the next day, I'm just like, all right, here to be at the wedding. If we encounter the couple, we do. If not.
Send those people that you didn't get to speak to like a really nice thank you card. I'm sure they'll get over it. Anyway, that's our advice. If you want more Betches Brides advice from me and Nicole, please email brides@betches.com. That's brides@betches.com. And send us your emails. We've gotten some really good ones. And leave us a 5-star review. Let's play our game.
We love a runaway bride scenario.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so guys, do you want to explain?
You can do it.
The game is, so if you've ever played You Up on, or Red Flag or Deal Breaker on You Up, it's not that, but it's similar. So basically you have to choose, so picture this, you're at the altar, you're about to walk down the altar with your lovely fiance who you've planned this glorious wedding with over the course of years, because it's COVID and we've all been planning our wedding for years at this point. And he tells you this, what do you do?
Right before you're about to walk down, do you bounce? It's really high stakes, Red Flag or Deal Breaker.
Yes.
Do you leave or do you get married anyway?
Yes.
All right. So they confess that they have a strange, rare sexual kink. I'm assuming you didn't write sexual, but I'm assuming it's sexual.
It is.
Okay.
These were submitted by you guys, the audience. Yeah. So
what do you think? Are you walking?
So I thought about it. Because it depends what the kink is. If the kink's like something crazy, like harming another, I don't know what kinks there are out there. But if it's something really outlandish, like if it's like harming another being, I don't know why that would be a kink.
Like bestiality or something? Yes. Or like necrophilia?
Yes. Okay. Then I'm out. Then I don't want anything to do with that. Okay. But I think a kink is healthy. So if there's a kink,
it's like BDS,
there,
it's like a little BDSM. You're okay with?
Then
okay.
Come on, we'll skip down the aisle together in that case. But yeah. It depends.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I think it's unless it's something where I'm like, this really changes how I think of you as a person, or like again, like it's like, you know, my kink is that I like to like rob people and then like. Have sex after, like, I don't know, something like, again, like that implies like a very, like a weird morality thing.
Yeah.
I think other than that, I would also be like, we'll figure it out. You know, yeah. I'd be like, I'm kind of surprised I didn't know this about you since we've been dating for 3 years. Or at that point, probably four. So I would be surprised, but I think I could work it out. I'd be like, next time, maybe tell me things. Let's talk about it. Different time.
Right. I agree with you though on that, if it's going to make me view him differently for the like if he's like, oh, I like to dress up like Princess Peach and have sex, I don't know, that just popped. But like if it's something like that, I'm like, oh, that's weird, because now I'm going to picture you dressed like Princess Peach from Mario Kart for the rest of
I'm cool lives. With the Princess Peach thing. I can work I can work with that. It's more like, you know, again, like you said, harming other people. Like, I don't know. People like to do weird shit. Like, you're going to find, I mean, who knows? The Princess Peach thing, fine. Like, again, like, necrophilia, not fine. Anyway.
Exactly. All right. The next one. They put your $3 coffee from that morning. So you woke up on your day of your wedding, you got a $3 coffee, and they put it on Splitwise, which is an app that splits the pay with you.
I'm surprised I've made it this far with someone who is this cheap. I don't think that would be like the first you would, by the time you're marrying someone, unless you just met them, I think you'd kind of have an idea of that they were this kind of cheap person.
Right.
But it's going to cost me a lot more money than that to not walk down this aisle. So I am still walking.
Right. I would be like, is this a joke? What is like the morning of the wedding?
I'd be very irritated. I agree.
Yeah.
But I would still walk.
Yeah. I would still walk. But also I don't love a cheap, I like it. Like you said, you would see indications of this, like leading up. I would have had that conversation, because you're supposed to talk about finances leading up to getting married.
I think it would be a weird one to just, I would hope this would be very out of character for him.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah. I could sort of see a situation. He's just tipped the entire, you know, wedding party. He's tipped every single one of your vendors, and he's like, you know what, this one's on the two of us, this coffee. Like, I could sort of see like sort of maybe how someone might be able to rationalize that. It would be irritating, but that's a funny one.
That would be like a very extreme. I'd be like, you're really feeling stressed about tipping those vendors,
right? Okay, this coffee's on me. He tells you he hooked up with a stripper at his bachelor party.
I would be pissed.
Okay. Lap dance. Cool.
Oh yeah.
Fine with that. That's fine. Whatever. Go for it. Hook up. I'm out. That's like cheating.
That's cheating. Yeah. That's
cheating.
That's yeah. No. Yeah. If penetration was involved at all whatsoever, I'm kind of out.
Or
on
even
that.
Like making out. Even yeah. Making yeah. Out. Ew. True. Like lap dance. Fine. No true. Touching. No touching.
True. True. No, I mean, I've been at a bachelorette party with a stripper, my sister's forever ago. And now I've like kind of changed my like ever since then. I'm like, I don't want
what happened there.
I have PTSD. No, he was aggressive with her and she was like, get away. Like she had to dodge, but he was trying to like kiss like her face
out with her.
Points, yeah. Essentially. And we were all like, no, I was like screaming. I was like, no, I love Ben, her husband.
That's so, and I'm sure that's exactly what happens at bachelor parties. They're like, yeah. Oh my God, I love Nicole. Get off of him.
Yeah.
That's Nicole's man.
Yeah, literally. The Bachelor. Yeah, exactly. Probably highly doubt there as
I don't protecting. Think it's the same vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. But no. But that's the thing. I mean, I could see drunk bachelor or bachelorette given in to the aggressive stripper. So that's before Mike goes on his bachelor, he's not going to have a wild bachelor party at all. Like a stripper bachelor. He like wants to golf and like watch football.
That sounds that's like kind something of- that everyone tells their fiance, Nicole.
True, actually. Very true.
Good point.
I should look into that.
That's somebody's daughter. Yeah. Anyway.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I would be pissed. And I'm sure it happens more than, I mean, if my sister was an octave drunker, she might have given it and she might have just not been able to protect herself.
Yes. Yeah, if they're having sex with a stripper, I'm out.
Yeah, no, very much.
If it's a forced aggressive makeout, we can discuss it. Maybe. I don't know. Still right. Probably out. Very weird. Anyway, on that note, that is our episode. Please send us more of these because these are really fun. So send us Runway Brides, DM them to @BetchesBrides on Instagram or submit them on email to brides@betches.com. That's brides@betches.com. Go on Apple, review us 5 stars, please, and let us know what you think. And if you don't like it, then go do something else. Anyway, that's our show. Till death do us part.
Bye.
Betches.